Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay, so I wanted to know if you liked getting texts like I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about it. So yesterday I looked at Riggs and I go, hey, guess what? I just got a text message. Turns out Boston Market has buy one, get one free today.
Boston Market BOGO?
Boston Market BOGO. Nice. I get it all the time. And that's not the only business I get texts from, but I appreciate it. Let me tell you. Some people don't like texts from businesses. I appreciate it. Don't call me. Text me.
I was going to say, how many text message lists are you on? Because I'm on very few.
Okay, so like I get texts from CVS and Walgreens, like for a prescription. They'll text me.
Okay.
I'll get texts from Boston Market and other fast food chains about their specialties. And okay. I even get like at home, you know, the store where you can buy it like on 27th. There's one on 27th and the
freeway.
That place
is awesome.
And there's one by the Mayfair Collection, right?
Especially if you're ever getting your first place, it's like... It feels like a bigger Big Lots. Remember Big Lots?
Big Lots still exists on 27th Street.
Does it still exist?
Yes, it's right next to Rosen. Hi, Rosen.
Oh my God, it is still open.
It is. It's on 27th Street. Briggs, I go to Big Lots. I know it's still open, okay? Who are you talking to? I know where the deals are, my friend.
I rarely on that side of town. Unless I'm on the highway and I see At Home right from the freeway, you can see it.
Yeah.
So you get texts from them.
Quick Trip?
I was just going to say, I get texts from Quick Trip.
All the time. I mean, I love it when it's like, hey, here's the sale today. Because that's all I need to know. What? Like, text me the deal and we're good. You know, that's like productive for me. Like, I want it or I don't.
One time got a text from Quick Trip. They said, buy three packages of chicken, get 75 cents off a gallon of gas today only.
See?
My tank was empty and I needed chicken. And
ding,
I was
ding.
Like, the stars aligned. Thank you, Quick Trip Text Club.
It was awesome.
So I got 75 cents off a gallon of gas. And chicken. Some of them are really good if you're up on these lists.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean,
do you think other people are on some promotional list that are actually worth it?
My doctor texts me about my appointments. I love that.
I get texted from UPS and FedEx if a package is coming. And I can look on a map and find out where the guy is when he's driving around before he drops it off.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind being on those lists.
Right.
But I don't want the annoying ones. But maybe there are some out there that we should know about.
Well, and do people still get mad? Because I remember talking to my dentist about it, like probably like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, people don't like it when we text them. They say we're harassing them. Like, it feels harassment at times. And I'm like, and I looked at him, I said, you text me all you want. If I don't want to answer, I won't answer. Yeah. Just like if you call me, I won't answer.
Harassing is 3 a.m. texts.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6 texts at 3 a.m. That's harassing.
But text me to tell me there's an appointment open I might want. Thank you. Like, I'm all for that, man.
That's
like,
information.
I'm not
I'll take that. I think you get mad when they're unwanted texts for crap that you would never use or want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But then it's your fault for being on their list.
My wife got one from a random porn site the other day that made no sense at all. Yes.
Oh, I get those, but they've stopped. I keep blocking
with a very vulgar name I can't even say on the radio. And I was wow, where did this come from?
You know, it's like a bot.
Uh-huh.
It's like guys on dating sites that think that women are real. I'm
Pretty
learning
much.
That the hard way.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. Is there a list that you're on? A text list? Or maybe an email list if you're like that. We'd like to know about it. So maybe we can help save money as
texts
well.
Who texts you that you don't really know that you enjoy?
Right? Your GPS may be confused moving forward in some places in Milwaukee. I'm just letting you know about
this. I have so many questions because I don't know what you mean.
We also have an iPad to give to you coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Listen for the KISS keyword. It's 7:05, and the weekend is coming to town in January 2022.
It was our first concert announcement in a year. We were so excited yesterday.
Allie, that was our first concert ticket giveaway in over a year.
Oh my gosh. I get all the feels. Even though it's a year away, the world will be back one day.
It's a sense of hope. It's like light at the end of the tunnel.
It's hope.
So thank you, Weekend, for performing at the Super Bowl this weekend and giving us all hope. It was the first real concert that we've announced. Yeah. 8:30 for those tickets. No, Miller Park has been renamed, of course, to American Family Field.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people were wondering what's going to happen to Miller Park Way.
Yeah.
It's a large road that runs right around the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Are they going to have to change the name? The answer is yes. In some parts of it, they did. So there were crews out the other night changing the signs. It now says Brewers Boulevard.
Okay.
All of the signage around American Family Field just says Brewers Boulevard. So on the off chance that they name the field something else again in 10 years or 5 years or whatever, it'll still be Brewers Boulevard. But West Milwaukee is holding on to it. They're keeping it Miller Park Way between Lincoln and National. So it'll still be Miller Park Way in West Milwaukee, but then over by the Bilt Ballpark, it'll be Brewers Boulevard.
Well,
Go ahead.
The brewery's not far.
No, it's not.
From any of that. All I was thinking as you're telling me this is, bro, drunk or sober, I still can't find my damn car. So
no.
We have, you know, signs in the middle of the ballpark that tell you where you parked.
Yeah.
So you can change the street signs. You can change the signs in the parking lot. I'm still not going to know where the hell I'm at when I come out of AmFam Park or whatever.
I'm pretty sure we were in the Euchre lot, but I don't know.
I just made me laugh because I've gotten lost so many times in the parking lot, not knowing where I'm at, what direction I'm going, that when you tell me they change a sign, I'm like, I don't think that'll help me.
I can't wait to get lost at Miller Park again. The Brewers, too, are submitting a plan for ballpark fans to return to the ballpark this spring.
Oh, nice.
A safe plan, kind of like the Bucks are doing with Fiserv Forum. So
the Bucks, did they get approved?
Not yet.
Okay.
They submitted a plan. Because you have to submit a COVID plan to show the city and the health department that you're going to take precautions and do what you can and keep people apart because it's such a huge crowd of people.
You know, you don't want to be
5,000 people.
You don't want to be the cause of the problem and get shut back down. And then, no, you can't work. That's all goes, you know.
The good news is they haven't had any issues with that at any NFL games this whole season. They haven't had really any situations of like big outbreaks from the games where they had fans in the stands. So that's promising, we hope. We'll see. So watch out. Your GPS will probably say Miller Park Way if you're in the Miller Park area, but it'll say Brewers Boulevard. Don't be confused. Mm. It's the same thing.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So I was texting Riggs last night because I couldn't stop talking about this story.
Yeah.
Leave it to me. The other day, let's just back it up. Who says Alex Rodriguez is cheating on J-Lo? Because I've seen the whole thing kind of, what's the word
unfold?
I'm looking for? Unfold.
Before
your
very eyes? Okay.
I've watched it all unfold.
Unravel, whatever you will.
I was telling Riggs about this off the air because there's a show on Bravo. Some people have watched that are listening. Some haven't. It's called Southern Charm. It's a reality show. I love it.
Heard of it, never seen it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I didn't want to get into it because it's you've seen it or you haven't. Not everybody watches it. Fine. But there is a girl on this show, a reality star, who's newer to the show, and she is beautiful.
Sure.
She's a single mom. She was dating one of the guys. She's a hairdresser, whatever. Well, at the reunion, they're sitting there on Bravo for Southern Charm, and they start busting her out for FaceTiming with an MLB player. And this is all coming out at the reunion. All of them are busting her out. Like, we saw you FaceTiming him. And she's like, no, you didn't. And they're like, yeah. And she's like, well, I never went to see him in Florida, I swear. And so they're talking about how nobody knew who this MLB player
was. Just a baseball player.
That's all. Even Andy Cohen, who hosts them, was like, no.
An MLB player with air quotes.
They were bleeping out the name. So even though the cast was saying the name, it was getting bleeped out. So I'm like, who is this guy? Who is she? It was a MLB player that had contacted her on Instagram, reached out to her, and they had exchanged direct messages and even FaceTimed, but she claims she never went to visit him.
Remember when you told me about this, who I guessed that I thought it was, the
you
first person I thought?
You thought it was Alex Rodriguez.
I did.
And I said, no, they said he was married. No, it can't be Alex. sure enough, he's engaged. I guess that's close enough.
Yeah.
It came out yesterday that the guy who they watched her FaceTime with other cast, like other people busted her out. There's no lying about it. They saw it with their own eyes.
Yeah.
Was Alex Rodriguez.
Now.
What?
Why are they FaceTiming?
Because he reached out to her and was trying to get in there, and he's engaged to J-Lo. This pissed me off, quite frankly. So then, of course, he's like, oh, you know, I don't know her. I've never met her. Well, that's a nice way to spin the words, I've never met her. Yeah, you just FaceTimed her and DM'd her.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Do you think it's worse if he had the intent to cheat without actually going through with it? Can he come back from that? Can he come back from it?
I'm not J-Lo. This is not my problem. No. Thank God.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Thank God I'm not engaged to a man who's doing this. That's how I feel about it. Like, not my problem. However...
Yeah. If I'm FaceTiming with someone of the opposite sex, it's for a damn good reason. It's for a reason. And I would be, and I would own up to it. I wouldn't be like, I don't know who they are.
If I'm engaged,
I've never met them.
Let's play pretend.
Sure.
I'm engaged.
Okay.
My fiance is reaching out to a girl he saw on TV that he doesn't know and FaceTiming her and I don't know about it. We got a problem.
Yeah.
We got a real problem.
Yep.
So, yes, it's cheating. It's totally cheating, period. I'm sorry. Like,
just reaching out to somebody?
Yeah, what's he need?
Well, that's what I'm saying, if he had a legitimate excuse.
To FaceTime.
But there's not one, yeah.
It was obvious
what
was going on.
If it was a business deal, but I don't think it is. I think Alex Rodriguez can't keep it in his pants.
J-Lo,
he's terrible.
You can do better, girl.
Yes, she can. For the network, she's never had work done, man. She's over 50. She looks great. She can do better.
She can do way better than a guy looking to hook up with a random-ass reality star on Bravo. Like, what are we doing, you know?
All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything for the game this weekend? Are you going to have a tall hot guy over to watch the game?
Stop it. No. No.
Why?
I have my kids.
Oh, you do have your kids this weekend.
You just want to bring up tall hot guy. Get out of here with that nonsense.
No, I will stay in here with all the nonsense.
With
all of it.
Trying to get in my business.
Normally, like, people who don't even watch sports, I know, will watch the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Just because it's like the Super Bowl. It's one of the few things that you will watch. Mm-hmm. And this, what's weird this year is during the Super Bowl, there's NBA games being played on Super Bowl Sunday, which has never happened before, I don't think.
Oh, is that right?
Because the NBA season normally isn't running in February.
Right. Oh.
So there's, I mean, they're not running during the Super Bowl. I think there's three games at noon, but there's never NBA and the NFL like combining on the same time in February, at least.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Wow. Well,
if you can tell me I'm wrong, then please at 414-799-1037.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that people watch the Super Bowl, if they're not sports fans at all, is just to get together with family and friends.
It's a good excuse to have a party if it's not a pandemic.
Right. With just a couple of people. To learn more about the sport. People learn more about the football, the game behind the football. I've explained more things to my wife about football. She'll ask. She genuinely gets invested in the game. She'll say, why did this happen? Why did something else happen? She shows interest in it. So I'll teach something new about football to my wife every time. She's like, what do you mean there's a game clock? What do you mean? Well, he has to make a play within X amount of seconds.
She was like,
She
really hasn't watched.
She doesn't watch games.
I don't watch games, but when I sit down and put my heart in it, I know what's going on. Like,
yeah.
But that's impressive that she doesn't even understand the rules. That's with me with hockey.
I always feel weird. Yeah,
I watch hockey and I'm like, okay, well, they scored. I don't know what anything else.
And I always ask her, I'm like, do you really want to know or am I mansplaining to you right now? Because I really don't want to have to do that. I don't feel like I should do that.
Kaylin is in Milwaukee
Kaylin,
this morning.
What do you, did you hang up on us?
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
Where did she go?
I don't know. You can always call or text. It's 414-799-1037. And another reason people that do celebrate the football, the Super Bowl, is just for FOMO because they feel like they're going to miss something.
That's right.
Because there's always something cool that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be something during the halftime show for the weekend doing his $7 million performance, or something's going to happen during the game. Who knows? Tom Brady could pull off another Super Bowl victory.
Whatever. I'm over him winning everything. Yeah. It is funny, though, like with the Super Bowl and with parties, how people are, half of them don't even care about the game.
You know
what I mean? It's so weird.
And unless you're from the home team, from Kansas City or Tampa Bay, you don't really care about the teams.
Yeah,
you don't have any skin in the game.
Not at all.
You can call or text. It's 414-799-1037. Do you have plans for Sunday?
It's also interesting how people are like, we're not followers, but all of us don't want to have FOMO. Like, we're all the same
FOMO
at the end of the day.
You're 100%.
Like, I don't want to just go to a party because everyone's doing it, but then at the end, you're like, but I want to be a part of it.
I can tell you right now, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl, and I'm not going to.
But don't leave me out.
But I'm going to watch it.
But don't leave me out.
But don't leave me out, please.
Right?
Allie, what's on your nightstand?
On my nightstand? A lamp.
Do you have one on each side of the bed?
Yes.
Both
even
sides?
Even though I'm single, yes.
Right.
So I have a lamp.
Okay.
And then I have a picture. Actually, I took the picture of my kids down.
You did? Oh.
I decided it was tacky. Not tacky. Weird. To have a picture of my kids on my nightstand if I ever had a gentleman caller. Does that make any sense?
When you have a gentleman caller?
If I have a gentleman caller. I thought nobody wants to see my two little kids next. And I don't want to see my two little kids next to the bed, okay?
No.
So I moved that to a more appropriate place because I am a single woman. But I have a picture. Fair. I took the picture down, so the nightstand has the lamp, a little fake flower. Like a fake flowers.
Okay, nice.
So it's not real flowers. They're fake, but they look, you know, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
My alarm clock.
Okay.
And some lotion.
Yeah.
And maybe tissues or something if I need them. But that's about
it. So it's a nice little
maybe
nook.
A book or
it's a nice little alley nook.
Yeah.
You've got there,
my
right?
My cell phone charger.
Where there's this trend going around where people are comparing their sides of the bed to their significant other.
Yeah.
Like the man versus the woman. And this girl, she tweeted a side-by-side picture of her side of the bed versus her man's. Right?
How different was
it? So her side of the bed has like a nice alarm clock, a little plant.
Yep.
There's a book, a Ruth Bader Ginsburg autobiography that she's reading.
Yep.
There's a bottle of lotion, and there's a little tablecloth on top of the nightstand.
Of course, yeah.
And then her man's side of the bed, there is no nightstand. It's just charging cables coming out of the wall,
yeah.
A baseball bat leaned up against the bed, a bottle of lube.
Oh, God! Of course, of course. The baseball bat's my favorite.
And an empty bottle of Gatorade.
That's
completely
such a dude
different
side. If you were falling into those ridiculous stereotypical gender roles, this would be it.
That's
my
it right
God.
There. That's
I mean,
it right
she's
there.
She's got a tablecloth. She's got lotion and flowers and a book. And he's got Gatorade
right?
And a baseball bat and a little
bottle of KY.
I mean, what in the hell? I mean,
but does your side of the bed look completely different than your significant other's? My wife and our bed, our sides look completely different.
I was going to say
completely different. You can call or text 414-799-1037.
What's
so my wife's is so minimal. She has her cell phone that's plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
She has it neatly on there.
Of course.
There's like usually a glass of water.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I always have a cup of something.
A cup of water.
Always a cup of water.
A box of tissues.
Uh-huh.
And some lotion. And that's it. Mine has my alarm clock, our Amazon Alexa, my watches.
My watches.
A bunch of those little rubber bands that go around your wrist for those causes. I always take them off and I put them on there. It's just they're piling up. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
My side of the nightstand is always a mess.
Yeah.
It's always a catastrophe.
Hers is nice.
Hers is
and
always
neat.
Nice and neat and kept together. So
do you dust it?
I think this reads. No. I don't dust it. Do I dust it? No. So I would have to move everything and then dust under it.
Which is why I don't dust anything either, Riggs.
My
Who
theory,
the hell wants to move everything?
My theory, Allie, is that there's so much stuff on there that dust can't get under it. So it's fine. There's no dust there. There's no room for the dust to go.
Speak for yourself. I can see dust on mine. And I still just look at it like, well, don't feel like moving everything today.
414-799-1037. Does your side of the bed look completely different than your significant others? How different is it? We want to know. You can call or you can text that number. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss FM. We were talking about how different each side of the bed can be when you're in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
How your side, the woman's side, usually is very neat and tidy and kept.
Uh-huh.
And then the man's side can be much more messy. That's how it is in my house. I don't know how it is in your house. You can call or you can text 414-799-1037 because somebody said my side of the bed on the text line.
Yeah.
She said, my side of the bed has a cute lamp, a glass of water, and a succulent. My boyfriend's side has half of his whiskey coke from the night before, a Reese's peanut butter cup, a CPAP, lotion, and a phone.
So a succulent's a plant.
Yes.
Okay,
plant.
I had to Google that. I was like, what the hell's a succulent?
A succulent is a plant, yeah. 414-799-1037.
Holly's in Cedarburg this morning.
Morning, Holly.
Morning.
What's your nightstand look like? What's the situation like in your bedroom?
Actually, mine is the complete opposite.
Okay.
My side's the messy side, and my boyfriend's is the clean.
Okay.
Really? Okay. See, and I like it because it just shows gender roles are nonsense. It just depends on who you are as a person. Okay, so go on. What's on yours and what's on his?
Well, I actually have the nightstand.
Okay.
So I actually have like a glass next to my bed on top of the nightstand with a light and a picture and a charging cord. his side, he has a box and a charging cord.
That's it?
It's a very simple man.
He is simple. So do you find yourself storing things on your side, on your nightstand, where you just put things there all the time that just piles up? I do that too.
What made men dirtier? Was it that we didn't hold them accountable when they were little? Because I watch my kids.
I think we
and
have
I'm
a
like,
high.
It's got to be me. It's got to be the parent.
I think men and boys have an overall higher tolerance for filth. Look at how much your boys are happy running around dirty and smelly. And
yeah, but I know girls
from
like
a young
that.
Age.
You know what I mean? It's because I let them. Well, but with girls, we're like, oh, you're so dirty. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe they shouldn't have let me be so dirty growing up, and I wouldn't be so dirty now.
I love it.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening out in Cedarburg.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Holly. Chris is in Milwaukee, and when he called in, I said, we're going to put you on the air. He goes, okay.
Yeah, Chris.
I think I scared him.
Keep it clean, Chris. What are the nightstands look like in your bedroom? Are they different on each side?
Honestly, I think you hit it on the head where guys, we just never really grow up. So I'm almost 40.
See?
I'm almost 40, but my side still looks like a little kid. You know, there's a note from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, a single cuff link that I couldn't find the other one.
Yes!
Probably a tie clip and then like a pen that came out of my pocket.
Yes!
Maybe a Tootsie Roll wrapper and then my wallet.
Chris, are you describing my nightstand? That's like everything on my nightstand. All of it.
That's about it. But my wife, it's got the checkbooks because she's, you know, responsible.
she's responsible.
And it's got like two good books that are like self-help books that are making her better as I just like go to bed.
Right. And this is why I meet so many men. Sorry, Chris, I'm going to bust you out, who are 40 and single who haven't grown up or had a woman taking care of them. I'm entering this phase too.
Yep.
And they want a woman to come take care of them. They don't say that. They don't realize it, but they totally need it.
Yeah. We secretly want it.
Yeah. And so it's like annoying because you didn't grow up. So this is what I blame women too.
To do anything outside of the house, but
he's like, I do it all outside of the house.
Right.
She doesn't have to mow the lawn or anything, but...
True.
Yeah. All right.
True. Or shovel.
But everything that is there, I need it.
Yes.
Right.
You might need it. You might find that other cufflink. You might come across it.
At some point, I might need it.
But you will
the
find
woman's
it.
Has... everything she probably won't need, just in case.
Yes. Hey, dude, thanks so much for calling this morning.
Too fun.
Have a good one. You can always call or text at 414-799-1037. Thanks for sharing your bedroom habits with us.
People are texting in saying they're the messy one while their husband is the clean one. So
it's not a gender role thing. It's just a messy human thing.
Yeah.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. You can still enter the KISS keyword for this hour, and this hour's word is, what was it again? Chip. C-H-I-P. Chip. Enter it at 1037kissfm.com before 9 o'clock, and you can win an iPad. Another KISS keyword at 9:05 this morning. Super Bowl is this weekend, which most people watch for the commercials, a lot of people, if you haven't seen them online already.
I'll need to remember to tune in for the halftime show.
Yes.
And that's pretty much when I tune out.
I just sent you, Allie, on your phone. Check it. I sent you a Michael B. Jordan commercial. It's an Amazon commercial that he's in.
The sexiest man alive.
This woman imagines that his body is Alexa, so anytime she asks her Alexa to do something, it's Michael B. Jordan, like, taking off his shirt and reading her a book in a bathtub. That's not the ad that I'm talking about for this right now, though. That's not the ad that will Venmo you money. But Miller,
you're just screwing with me right now. Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Just trying to get you aroused. Hot and bothered. Miller Lite's running a commercial. They're trying to flank Michelob Ultra, who's also running commercials. So what Miller Lite is doing is they're running what's called a URL promotion. You know, like when you type in the web address, like 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go at a different page, it's like /contest/something.
Yeah.
They've got this 836-character URL that you have to enter. And if you
wait, how many?
836 characters. So if
if you gave me a website, it would be 800 characters.
Yeah, here, listen to it. I'll play it for
Stop
you right
it.
Now.
www.thismillerlightmarketingstunt will distract you from Ultra's big game ad.com/. Just type in this URL when the Michelob Ultra commercial airs on that sacred Sunday in February when everyone is watching football, and we will give you free Miller Lite, which not only has more taste than Michelob Ultra, but also has only one more calorie, and you will actually burn that calorie by typing this ridiculously long URL, but you will have to type it for real. No cheating by copying and pasting, which is why we are printing this URL in a good old fashion newspaper of the highest integrity. Yes, we're aware that there's bound to be some technology that exists that could transcribe a photo back into highlightable text. Yes. In which case, you could cheat and copy and paste this URL, but we're going to trust you because good relationships are built on trust. So once again, please type this URL on February 7th because this is a stunt designed to make you miss our competitors at burn a calorie and get free beer. It's Miller time.
So go Miller.
So the first 5,000 people that enter that exact URL on game day will get Venmo'd $8 to get some Miller Lite.
That's a long URL. I don't even have time for that.
I don't.
I want money, but not that much. Not that much.
Here, I'll text it to you so you have it ready to go on game day.
Stop.
We'll cheat. It's fine.
It's funny.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. And your iPad, another one coming up at 9:05 with another Kiss keyword.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Is this for publicity or is this a death wish? Because this is the strangest matchup I have ever seen with a celebrity boxing match.
I love a good fight.
Yeah,
is it?
But this isn't even a fair... This is like David and Goliath, as he stated himself. Lamar Odom, who stands at 6'10", is going to do a celebrity boxing match with Aaron Carter, who's 6 feet tall and skinny as hell.
What?
So Aaron, this doesn't even make sense. This is like the worst publicity stunt ever.
Yes.
Because it's so stupid. And he said, it's like David and Goliath. I'm really looking forward to this fight. That's what Aaron Carter said. I'm like, you're a dead man. What is wrong with you? Why would you do this?
Yeah,
no way.
Who's got a bigger reach? Who's got a bigger gait?
The guy
a lot of things matter.
Tall.
You think so? I think Aaron Carter could probably take Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom could pick him up by his freaking hair, dude.
Yeah, but Aaron Carter's scrappy. He's scrappy. He's been in the shadow of his brother his whole life.
Man.
So he's got a point to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder, Allie.
Aaron Carter's
spunky.
I get what you're saying. He's angry.
He
is
angry.
Where it all comes from.
Yeah.
Oh.
Aaron Carter once asked me to buy him weed, and I said no.
Did he?
And then he asked me to buy him alcohol, and I said no. You're 17.
Oh, he wasn't even 18 yet?
No.
Ah, jeez. I'm trying to remember who asked me to get the weed. Was it, Fabulous. Remember that rapper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holla back, young.
I'll never forget, dude. Yeah, I wonder if every radio person has a story about a celebrity asking them to get him weed or alcohol. Like, because we should write a book.
Probably, yep.
That's hysterical.
You know who else asked me to get him pot? Tone Loke. Remember Tone Loke?
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He said in his voice, hey, man, you know where I can get some green around here? And I was like, no, I don't, but that's pretty cool.
Well, because what happens is they come to town, so they only have a few amount of people they'll ask. They'll ask, you know, maybe people in the industry, at the venue, here we are.
People they can trust.
But then I'm like, what, do I look like I smoke weed?
So Aaron Carter and Lamar Odom. I will not be watching that fight.
I won't either, and it's this summer. They will have a celebrity boxing match.
For charity? Is it any charity attached to it?
I don't know, but look, we're not watching it. Do something good. And meanwhile, Floyd Mayweather is trying to fight 50 Cent as well. All of you just go. All four of you can go away now.
Is 2021 the year of the celebrity boxing matches now?
That's Everybody's great. So angry.
Hold, are you that cold in there? You're that cold?
Well, I'm freezing, dude. I'm freezing.
You put on a winter coat indoors. Is it that cold over there?
Yeah, I'm cold, man. Jeez. I'm sick of it being cold in here. So, I just went and put my winter coat on. So, I'm doing this with my winter coat on, people. Let's
go. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Girls got to do what a girl's got to do, Riggs.
I know.
And I'm
just
freezing.
Like, wow. You're zipping it up, too. Look at you.
I'm cold, man. This room I'm in is not a fun... somebody screwed up our heating and cooling.
I don't know what
point.
Happens in your room because we have one thermostat that controls two of us.
I mean, I'm always cold since I lost 150 pounds, but this is a whole nother level
this
of being
is,
cold.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll send you my hat and gloves over there if you
Thank
want them.
Thank you. And I'm trying not to drink coffee because it's, you know, caffeine. So anyway, whatever. All right. So listen to this. We got to talk about this again. J-Lo, I am dying to hear what she thinks of this whole thing because Alex Rodriguez basically got busted cheating. And for once, I've seen the whole thing play out and I'm actually believing he did it. I was watching, a lot of people don't watch Southern Charm on
Southern
Bravo.
Southern Charm.
A lot of people do. It's a reality show.
Yeah.
It's actually been on for quite a few years now, but it's about these people that live in Charleston and Ooh. Their life. They're young and single, whatever. Okay, so there's a girl on the show, Madison, who's beautiful. She's a new cast member this past season because she was dating one of the guys.
I'll look her up.
Well, they're Madison. Yeah, I can't think of, but just think Madison's Southern Charm. Blonde, beautiful.
Oh, hey.
She's a single mom.
J-Lo's hotter, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, no, Madison's beautiful. But here's the thing. During the reunion for Southern Charm, they started busting her out for talking to a former MLB player. All this came out at the reunion like last week. That's why the story's catching fire now, because it's just happened. During it, Andy Cohen, who hosts the reunions on Bravo, is like, wait, you've been talking to, and they're bleeping out the name. And all they're saying is it's a former MLB player. She said that he messaged her on Instagram.
Yeah.
They started talking, and they were definitely FaceTiming because other cast members confirmed that they saw her FaceTiming him at some point.
Yeah.
Now, when this happened, none of us knew who the MLB player was. We didn't, and we were trying. I was like, who is it? Who is it?
I thought it was A-Rod.
That's you sure did. And I thought, no, because they said he was married, and A-Rod and J-Lo are just engaged. Come to find out,
it's her, wasn't it?
It was A-Rod.
Him, yeah.
It was A-Rod.
Yeah.
And because, of course, the other cast members are like, what are we going to lie about it for? We don't care.
Yeah.
That's on A-Rod, man. That's on her. So she's now they're not backtracking, but Alex Rodriguez and Madison have both made statements that are a total play on words. His says, I have never met her.
Okay.
Hers says, I have never, I've never flown to Florida. Basically, it's obvious they were talking.
Yeah.
And DMing and FaceTiming.
This seems
but
too sketchy to just be a, if it was just, oh, I'm a fan of the show, I'm going to say hi, that thing. It doesn't seem like that at all. This seems like sliding into DMs.
It's
looking for more.
And how stupid does Alex Rodriguez have to be? And you could see that she was in shock when they started talking about this at the reunion. I don't think she thought her friends were going to out her on national TV about talking to Alex Rodriguez on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But they did, and now it's all coming out. So I think it's funny how they're trying to say, well, we've never met. Oh, okay. You never actually met in person. But yes, he was cheating.
He's got
a fiance. What is he DMing any chick that he, if you are a dude in a relationship and you send a DM to a girl that you want, you're cheating, okay?
Yeah. Period. The intent was there.
Total intent.
It's like you walked into the bank with a gun, but you didn't rob the bank.
Right. It's like, I didn't do it.
You know, I didn't rob the bank, but you walked in with a gun.
No.
Yeah, you can't do that. No.
And if my man's FaceTiming another chick, it's
right?
on, dude.
Yeah, it's on, man. You think she's okay? The woman on the phone?
I don't know. Her name is Kate.
Yeah.
She's in Wauwatosa this morning.
Right.
And when I picked up the phone, she started screaming. And I was like, hold on, you haven't won yet,
Kate.
Honey. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Woo!
Hi, Kate.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Well,
that's exciting.
You're caller 25. Mm-hmm. First of all, are you going to be watching The Weeknd this Sunday for the Super Bowl halftime show?
I am a nurse that works night shift, so hopefully one of my patients will be watching it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love it.
There.
You go into their room, turn it on.
Yeah.
Right. Well.
Awesome.
All you have to do now is name this song. What song is this? I'll play it one more time for you. Listen close. It's a Weeknd song, but it's backwards. What song is that?
Heartless.
She says it with such enthusiasm.
She says it very sure, Riggs, and I just want to say, you are correct!
Yes! Congratulations.
Kate, you're going to see The Weeknd at the Pfizer in January, girl.
January 26th. You're going for free.
I'm shaking.
Oh, you got them before anybody else.
Yes.
This is exciting. Oh. It's our first concert announcement and concert ticket giveaway in a year.
We haven't given away tickets in a year. Do you realize this, Kate? Do you realize this?
We have all the feels,
too. I realize this. I've been at the hospital working the whole time.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Yes.
Do you want to say what hospital you work at? You don't have to. It's up to you.
I work at Advocate Aurora Sinai, which is amazing.
Oh. Yes, we know Sinai. Okay, fantastic.
Nice.
Well,
I'm glad we could give it to somebody that's been working so hard. You deserve this. You deserve it.
I've been a Weeknd fan since like 2012. So this is amazing.
Oh.
Well, put January 26th, 2022 in your calendar because you're going to see The Weeknd. Tickets go on sale.
Tickets on sale to everybody Monday at 10 a.m., but you're going for free.
Do you
all
have
right?
your favorite oh weekend song?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your favorite song by The Weeknd? Do you have one?
Ooh,
there's so many.
Trilogy, it's Birds Part One.
Oh. Look at, oh, she goes deep. I
She's
like
going
it.
Going at the B-sides.
Girl,
I like
so
it.
I'm so happy you won these.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the phone. I got to get some information from you, okay? Don't okay. you go anywhere. Another chance okay. to win tickets to see The Weeknd. We'll give them away tomorrow, same time. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
We're going on a streak now. We're on a streak. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
You call it a streak. I call it an obsession.
It
What's
is
happening?
An obsession.
What's happening?
There have been probably two times in my life in the last couple of years when I've been just obsessed with streaks.
Okay.
And apps do this to you too, because once oh. you like use an app, they're like, oh, you're on a streak.
Mm-hmm.
3 days in a row, 4 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when I had an Apple Watch and I was obsessed with it. Granted, I don't have children, so I have time to obsess over stupid things like this. So these are the things that I'd fill my life
yes.
with, is obsessing over little streaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone for, because you have to start a little workout with your Apple Watch and what's called mm-hmm. closing your rings. And I did it for 500 days straight.
Oh, you're playing a game, basically.
I was playing a game,
yeah,
yes.
That's
where
essentially
I tried
what you
to
doing.
Close my rings for 500 days.
Uh-huh.
And then I got rid of the watch and uh-huh. I stopped.
Yep.
And now just as of late, I'm mm-hmm. on a 45-day streak with Duolingo, my language learning app. Every day I do a Spanish
oh,
lesson.
Oh, look at you.
So every time I do it, it's like, hey, you better keep your streak alive. And it'll bump you in like the middle of the day, like, hey, you don't want to lose that streak. You should probably do a quick Spanish lesson. So I'm like, all right, I'll bite. I'll do a quick Spanish lesson. But now I'm obsessed. Obsessed. Have you ever done this before?
What?
Do you do that? I don't think that, you don't seem like the type of person that would do this. Like you wouldn't obsess over something stupid like an app.
Because usually if I'm obsessing over something like that, it's going to end. It's not
yeah.
going to be a full I'm not going to work out every day forever. It's just I'm playing the game.
Yeah. You know how bad
I mean?
It felt when it was 500 some days on my Apple Watch and it broke? How hard
oh,
it was to lose that streak?
You were like shaking.
I really had to go through some trauma to lose that streak. It's for so many. That was over a year. It was
oh,
over a year.
Funny.
Year and a half.
Wow.
So what was the last time you went on a streak with anything? And it could maybe you've been sober for like 8 years and that's
awesome.
A streak that's totally welcomed and we'd love to hear about. 414-799-1037. I just wanted to know if anybody ever obsesses over streaks
mm-hmm.
on stupid apps
mm-hmm.
or maybe just a New Year's resolution that you started that you're mm-hmm. still going on in February. I don't know. If you did, mm-hmm. more power to you. It's the longest streak you were on. How long was your
Come on,
streak?
Be more obsessive than Riggs.
Be more obsessive, please. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. Did you go on a streak? How long was your streak? 414-799-1037. I'm on a 40. Hold on. I want to get it right. I want to get it right on how many days
okay.
I'm on with my Duolingo learning app. Because it's an app that tells me every single day. It's like, hey,
uh-huh.
can you do another streak today? 43 days that I'm on. I'm on fire, man.
Jeez.
Oh, 43
You're
days.
On a roll.
I'm on a streak and I can't let it go because I'm obsessed.
Michelle is in Franksville.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Did you go on a streak? How long was your streak?
In June 29th, it was a year. So
mm-hmm.
it's been a little bit over a year.
Okay.
And the streak is... Pokemon Go. Like, I have to... I'm obsessed. My son got me hooked on it, and now it's like, I have to do, like, the spin where you go to a stop and you have to spin it and catch
oh
Pokemon every day. I go out of my... I mean, I'm 33 with three kids, and I go out of my way to make sure that I don't miss a day. Like,
dude,
over a year straight.
Girl, I forgot Pokemon Go existed, which is amazing because my kids are obsessed with Pokemon. I totally forgot about that game.
Oh, I didn't.
That's hysterical.
Oh, I didn't.
I leave, like, to even go to work earlier so I can hit up the stops and, like, we go anywhere. I'm like... check out where all the stats are going to be. Like, it's a serious
Listen,
problem. Like, my husband just shakes his head at me.
It's fine, Michelle. My cousin is in her 40s.
Yeah.
And she likes to, when we visit... take my kids to play Pokemon Go. And I'm like, you have fun with that. I'll be right here. So you're not
it's
the only adult.
Funny that adults are into it too. The grown
right?
man that I work out with, my trainer, he has three children and also plays Pokemon Go. I busted
oh my
him
God,
once.
I love it.
I was like, what are you doing? He goes, playing Pokemon Go. You're a 35-year-old man. And you were also playing
and
Pokemon
I
Go.
I was playing Tetris last week. And.
Right. So your streak was over a year with this now.
Yes, it
wow.
was actually
wow.
June 28th, 2000. I started my own on June 28th, 2019.
God.
So this in June 2020 was mm-hmm. my year.
And you're obsessed.
Have you
gone, what's the extent you've gone out of your way? Have you like missed something that you needed to do just to keep your streak going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've slammed on the brakes and, like, whipped the Yui because I was like, I have to go.
I put my family in danger.
Girl, I will not turn around for even... if I leave my computer or phone at home, I don't turn around. Right? I mean, that's impressive.
That's a hell of a streak, though, over a year.
My husband is not happy about it.
Oh, too funny.
Well, thank you for calling, and congratulations
you
on your streak.
Christy's in West Bend.
Hey, Christy. Good morning.
Hi.
She's
good
not
morning.
On a streak, but she had something to share, Riggs.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah, this is definitely... there's a documentary on Netflix called Social Dilemma.
Yes.
Oh, we've seen it.
Love
yes.
it.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay. Well, obviously, then you know that these streaks... and the nudge that you get, like, hey,
yes.
play me. That is all, they do that on purpose yeah. to get you.
Oh, I know
to...
that.
Oh, we know.
Every time
okay.
I see the little app pop up, I go, damn it, Social Dilemma.
Yeah, but
like,
it knows I'm not on it.
I know. It knows I'm not doing anything. It's like, he hasn't done anything in a couple minutes. Send
yes,
it. See if
that,
he wants to keep. See if he wants to keep that 43-day streak going. And he does.
Exactly.
I do.
I mean, I go on Facebook probably every day because
that makes one of us.
I don't know why, because I'm addicted.
No, yeah. Christy, I couldn't. Facebook over the past year has really lost it for me, so I don't go on it barely ever. And I got to tell you, I get it every day. Do you know so and so? Hey, you might have a friend you want to be friends with, and I'm like, yeah, it's a social dilemma all over again, trying to trick me into bringing me back.
What if it said your ex had tagged you in a picture? Would you tap? It, would
I
you
would
go?
Totally tap
See?
It. I totally
That's what they need
it.
To do. Thanks for calling.
Jake from Muskego texted in. He's on a 1,385 Snapchat streak. I guess.
Oh, he's been snapping back and forth with somebody for that many times. That
guess
many snaps.
1,385.
Jeez.
Somebody
it.
Else said my longest streak was from the auditorium to my dorm room on a dare. Okay.
Naked. Oh, you were a naked streak. I see what you did
you
there.
You got jokes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.